And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Volby. Just before we get back to Bill Hale with Domestic DX Digest, I'd like to make a couple of notes concerning some changes I'd like to make here at the DX Audio Service in the coming year. We're just a couple of issues off of the 1991 edition of the DX Audio Service. One of those things is to end each of the DX Audio Service with a sign-off. And I thought it'd be kind of nice for you, the membership, to help us out with that. And all you have to do is record a station sign-off by either recording it off the air or contacting the station and possibly getting a studio quality dub right off one of their carts. But if you have any stations in your area that actually do a sign-off now, a lot of stations aren't doing that because of the extended hours, post-sunset, etc. If you have any stations in your area that do have a sign-off announcement, why not send it to us here at the DX Audio Service, and we'll use it at the end of each of the DX Audio Services. Also, something else we're thinking about doing, and I know this is going to hit hard to home to some of you people who like tradition, we're thinking about doing some logo changes, changing the themes that we use here on the DX Audio Service. We've used the NIS themes now for a couple of years, and we're thinking about progressing into the future a little bit. And I know we have a lot of people out there who are musicians, and if you have any ideas for some jingles, some themes, why not contact me here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and we'll talk about it. Possibly get some new themes put together that are kind of a cooperative effort between the members. Now let's get back to Bill Hale. Bill, you got some more information here on the Domestic DX Digest, so tell us what's going on.
Mark DiLorenzo of Hyannisport, Massachusetts. DX is with an HQ129X and a 100-foot long wire, at least he did on the day of reception of AFRTS station on 780 in Ramey Air Force Base, Puerto Rico. It was March 22, 1971 at 0240 hours up until 0401 hours with a fair signal, and they were alone on the channel with top 40 music and news of the Vietnam War. Only 50 watts and WBBM was either off or wiped out by the Aurora. There was no reference to WBBM in my notes, so I tend to assume they were off. No trace of the usual Cuban or occasional YV either. Just AFRTS all by itself, and it was fun. Well, Radio Sofia from Bulgaria on 827 is the prize catch of Andy Rugg, who then and now DX is from Montreal. This was logged on December 22, 1964, just after local sunset in Montreal. It ranks as number one because of the effort I put into it and the slop over from my local CJAD 800 and CKVL 850. I first heard this station briefly on 11/29/64, but didn't get enough data for a report. At the time, it was the most easterly TA I had ever heard, and it became my number one target. Every weekday for the next 23 days, I left my university studies at McGill 1 hour early. The 4:40 commuter train got me home just in time to try for Sofia. I consistently heard an earful of CJAD and CKYL, but no TA. Weekends were no better. That winter of 64-65, the TA reception was superb, as noted in Ben Dangerfield's article in DX News of January 22, 1990. But in Montreal, it fell off between December 1st and the 20th, and I was discouraged. Well, Monday morning, 12:21, it picked up again and four new TAs logged. On 12:22, I indulged in an even earlier train, the 4:10, hoping for Sofia again. Then there it was at 5 o'clock. There was no local slop over, and WNYC 830 provided negligible interference. At 5:27 ELT, the signal picked up with a Russian ID, Govorit Sofia, exactly as listed in the WRTH. Those two words made my whole winter. The subsequent vary was only an anticlimax. Thanks, Andy, for that very special DX report. Well, KIKI in Honolulu on 830 is the prize catch from Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario. It was bagged on March 30th, 1964 from 0333 hours to 0355 during a WCCO silent period. It seemed to be a talk program as no music was heard, but was frequently interrupted by WCCO's test with an on-off open carrier and test tones. However, two clear call IDs were heard. I had heard unneeded KZOO 1210 in Japanese at a nice level a few minutes earlier, which gave me the incentive to give this one a try, and it paid off. My best catch because of distance and low power, which back in 64 KIKI operated with only 250 watts. Also, my most painful catch because when WCCO threw their carrier on, they were already modulating with 1,000 kilocycles test tone. We didn't use Hertz back in those days. And with the gain cranked up to max, it was a very unpleasant, to say the least. My ears are still ringing. Well, 891 RTA in Algiers, Algeria was the prize catch of Malcolm Kaufman, a DX Audio Service member from Cambridge, Massachusetts. He was DXing with an ICF 6500 at the time, which was January 3rd, 1986 at 2150 hours. RTA was heard with Arabic music, Algeria's home service, which is the Arabic network, and thanks to Malcolm for sending that in. Rick Dow, the man who spurned this idea in Oakland, Iowa, DXs with an R1000 and a Radio West loop, heard KOMO in Seattle, Washington on 1000 kilohertz on February 27, 1989, from 428 hours to 0437 hours. The signal was fair under KTLK with adult contemporary music, a promo by Paul Harvey for his show at 0434. I heard the 0406 sign-off from CBU 690 indicating an opening to the West Coast, and I checked out 1000 and there KOMO was. It's the first logging from Washington State as state number 40 at that time, and it was verified in 8 days. Well, Don Lynch of Wilbraham, Massachusetts checks in with 1387. Wait a minute, I missed one here. Bob Gallerstein, now of South Hackensack, New Jersey, heard 1260 CFRN in Edmonton, Alberta in late October of 1975 or early November of 75, about 0200 hours during a phenomenal conditions east to west. I was DXing at my parents' house on Long Island, New York with my Heathkit GR78 and SM1 space magnet parked on 1260. My stomach nearly fell to the floor when CFRN piped in, sometimes fading up to armchair levels. It came in and out for about 25 minutes and clear IDs were heard with plenty of information gleaned for a QSL report, which I received a nice full-color QSL card. I was so mesmerized by hearing CFRN that I stupidly didn't try for CBK or CBX, both of which were logged by Bob's Foxworth the same morning. Bob lived about 5 miles from me at the time. Now 1386 from the Soviet Union, Leningrad. Don Lynch of Wilbraham, Massachusetts logged this station, and no other details were supplied to this reporter. Well, Radio Tirana from Albania was heard on 1395 back on winter of 64 or 65 by Tim Hendel at Hamilton, New York, while he was attending Colgate University. He heard this on an SX96 plus a 20-foot long wire, or short wire, whatever. Some details, he heard the Radio Tirana interval signal, sign-on music, the same as they use today, and the program was in Spanish, beamed to Spain. Best catch because of distance. Well, more AFRTS stations have been claimed as their best catch. This one on 1425 from Thule, Greenland, the winter of 74 with a power of 1 kilowatt. ID was heard in English from the land of the midnight sun. This is AFRTS Thule, Greenland. And Morris Sorensen, who was DXing at the time from, I hope I get this one right, Wessagamack, Manitoba. 1475, Diego Garcia, AFRTS station, was logged by John Campbell of London, England, who was happened to be on a de-expedition at Cape Jarvis, Australia, which is 60 miles south of Adelaide. John DX'd at that time with a Barlow Wadley XCR30 portable and a long wire hung in trees and bushes in the general direction of Africa. The power at the time, 250 watts on August 27th, 1977. Reason for my choice of this QSL is a combination of distance, low power, heavy QRM on and near 1475, and the overall feeling of reward for this effort of putting up the antenna and ensuring that the receiving site was livable despite invasions from local wildlife. I can imagine what it was at that point. Our final DX memory comes from Harry Hayes of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and his prize catch is 1590 KEND in Lubbock, Texas. On March 15, 1976 at 35 minutes past midnight, Harry heard a good signal with a female ending a newscast, an ID, and into NBC News and Information Service. Remember that one? A very, very strange conditions that Monday morning of almost 15 years ago. Also in that morning was WLBN 1590 Lebanon, Kentucky as a tentative, KATZ 1600 in St. Louis, and WEMP 1250 in Milwaukee. KEND's power at that time was listed as 1,000 watts. Well, that's it. I hope you enjoyed hearing all these favorite catches as much as I did bringing them to you. If you've got any more ideas for something special like this, let me know, and by golly, we'll work on it. So until next time, this is Bill Hale with Domestic DX Digest Happenings on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Hi, Phil Wayne here with another edition of Market Scope. As promised, we begin our look at a market from the frozen north, Anchorage, Alaska, with guest editor Greg Jack from the beer capital of Washington State, Olympia. Greg, it's all yours.
Hi, Fred and Phil and everybody, and welcome. This is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington. We are obviously here to experience the Anchorage, Alaska radio market. So without further ado, I'll get right into it. Okay, I'm not really sure of some of the frequencies of these stations. In fact, I didn't get proper IDs from some of them. In fact, there's one called the Fox, which I never did get an ID from at all, even though I did check a couple of times at the top of the hour. They weren't very cooperative, but that comes later. We start out now with what I believe was at 550 and KYAK.
KYAK, it's 10:50. The Seattle Seahawks, well, they may be down, but I don't think they're out. They're traveling east to play the New York Giants today. All the action starts with the Chuck Knox Show at 11:15. That's only about 25 minutes away, so stay with us for that.
The Alaska Breakfast Club.
Kayak Country's advanced satellite weather today, snow, white stuff. Between 2 and 5 inches accumulation. High of near 27, low of 11. Currently it's 25 here at Lake Otis and Dowling, 26 downtown. And here's the latest from Kathy Matea. Howdy, howdy. I'm Dave Miller with music this hour from Eddie Raven and the Seattle Seahawks football with Chuck Knox on Alaska's only number one country music station.
K-Y-A-K, Anchorage.
I'm Andrew Ramos with KHAR's weather forecast for the Anchorage area. For today, it'll be occasional snow with less than 2 inches accumulation and a high in the upper 20s, light wind. For tonight, decreasing clouds and a low near 10 degrees, light wind. And for Monday, it'll be partly sunny and a high near 20 degrees. And looking ahead to Thanksgiving Day, it'll be partly cloudy. Now we get back into more beautiful music in stereo on the Heartbeat of Alaska. This is 590 AM KHAR.
Heart Radio 59 is alive and beautiful. KHAR. The love letters on your dial at 590.
Well, spending a turkey eve together on KHAR, how you doing? Getting ready for tomorrow, huh? Football games, all the things that guys are going to be doing while mom's in there cooking the turkey. Yes, Macy's Parade tomorrow, too, on TV. Don't forget about that. And, see, biggest, oldest parade of its kind in the USA will be happening in Philadelphia. Here around town, looking for something to do tonight, have some extra time on your hands, There'll be a travel slideshow on the Soviet Union by Ned Clausen. It's at 7 p.m. at Venture's Delight, 300 West 36th Avenue. For more information on this, phone 276-8282. 276-8282. Because the voice of the people were heard, the desire of the people were heard, the buses will be running the day after Thanksgiving. 28 minutes after 3, as we get you primed and ready for Thanksgiving Day.
Well, that announcer sounded a bit spaced. Do you think he was really ready for Alaska? Well, anyway, with that, we will continue on with KENI, which is a talk station. And incidentally, they're the only station I've ever heard that ran Bruce Williams in the middle of the afternoon. This is like 2 o'clock, 2 or 3 p.m. at the most. And remember that Alaska is on its own time zone.
This is KENI, Anchorage, News Talk Radio for Alaska.
Hi, and welcome to our program, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll. Each and every week at this time, we're here to share information on how to improve the quality of our lives.
All right, let's pick up the pace a little bit. From 1966, it's Paul Revere and the Raiders on your classic hit radio, 70 KBYR.
This is AM 700 KBYR, and I just got in the beginning of this jingle, but it sounded like the person on the board was a little slow on the uptake.
Number one in 1969, that's Tommy James and the Shondells hit, Crystal Blue Persuasion. Hey, don't go anywhere. I got another number one hit from Carole King coming your way right after this. As promised from 1971, here's Carole King, It's Too Late, on your classic hit radio, 70 KBYR.
Next is KSD. I think their frequency is like 1180, something like that. I'm not really sure. They run the Stardust format, which is a satellite format. Anchorage seems to be pretty heavy into satellite formats, as you will see at this point and at subsequent points through the rest of this expose.
Red buttons. Ho ho! Strange things are happening. The old red-headed comedian who would be nominated for an Academy Award in the Best Supporting Role in the movie Sayonara. Well, we're going to go over here to song number 6, Move Up a Notch. And the fellow that's got it had song number 10. It's Mr. Como back again. Perry Como, song number 6, Say You're Mine Again. Second one in the top 10 for Perry. Well, talking about top 10, what about the top TV shows of 1953, the summer of 1953? My goodness gracious, look at some of them. I Love Lucy, number 1, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. Arthur Godfrey and His Friends, two different shows. A very popular show called Dragnet. Then the Texaco Star Theater, the Buick Circus Hour, the Colgate Comedy Hour, Gangbusters, You Bet Your Life, Fireside Theater, the Milton Berle Show. Just some of the top TV shows in the summer of 1953. And we'll have the top 5 songs when we come back.
Listen to KSD twice daily, Mondays through Fridays, for the comprehensive stock market reports with special attention to Alaskan investors. The stock market presentations are compiled by the offices of Wedbush Morgan Securities and offered by veteran investment vice president Frank Woodville in Anchorage. KSD's stock market reports are on the air Mondays through Fridays, 8:30 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m.
The weather word today, occasional snow, decreasing clouds tonight with an overnight low dipping down to 10. The daytime high for today should be in the upper 20s. Monday, partly sunny skies with highs reaching 20. And the forecast for Thanksgiving, currently it's 28 at Alaska Stardust Station, KSD AM 1080.
Next is a religious contemporary gospel station. And also, KCFA used to be the call letters. It used to belong to a religious station in Spokane, Washington. The station was bought out by Moody Bible Institute. And I always wondered whatever happened to KCFA's call letters, and so they went to Anchorage.
1 John 2:15 reads, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." From KCFA, here's Bruce Carroll with "Forget It." Give us 60 seconds of your attention, and we have some good advice on fatherhood on the feature known as Dad to Dad. It's good thought, especially for dads at the end of a long day. Dad to Dad, heard each weekday evening at 6:40 on AM 1020 KCFA. It's time for Reflections, brought to you by Michelle Sims, Certified Financial Planner with Waddell & Reed.
10:39, Anchorage weather is calling for partly sunny skies this afternoon, fair tonight with fog patches, increasing clouds tomorrow, and forecast for Thanksgiving Day calling for cloudy skies. High today about 18, low tonight near zero, and tomorrow's high in the teens. Right now, 12 degrees at KFQD with Michael Tomlinson. 43 KFUD, dawning on a new day. Michael Tomlinson and JJ along on this Monday. It's 12 degrees now. Be sticking around. We got all kinds of fun things coming up. We're going to be giving away a Pizza Hut personal pan pizza pair for lunch today. We'll be doing that sometime before noon, so don't go away. Right now, Diana Ross, Alaska's Pioneer Radio. Reach out for me with Olivia Newton-John. It is 10:51 now, 13 degrees. Doesn't she sing a sweet song? Stay tuned. We're going to hear music in just a moment from Simply Red. Also, we have Bobby V on the way, along with the Bellamy Brothers here on KFQD.
The next station is KCSY. That is at 1140 and comes from Homer, Alaska.
1965 right here on 1140 KCSY, 207, 36 degrees on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I'm taking you back to 1982 with Michael McDonald. And if while you're there trying to cook that turkey for tomorrow, make sure you try. Kenny Loggins in the background from 1982 right here on 1140 KCSY. We never stop at the best of the oldies exclusively and daily. It's 210, 36 degrees. The contour is coming your way. CNN Radio News is brought to you by Family Recovery Center. Weekdays at 11 a.m. at 12 o'clock midnight right here on 1140 KCSY.
You broke my heart.
Player, and this time I'm in it for love right here on 1140 KCSY. 218, 36 degrees. I'm Richie Rainmaker. More Blaine hits for you until 6 p.m. this evening. Grassroots coming up with Sooner or Later from 1971. 1140 KCSY, 220, 36 degrees out there. And from all of us at 1140 KCSY, we hope you have a very safe and enjoyous Thanksgiving holiday.
At this point, we end our look at the AM half of Anchorage's market, and we'll be back again next time with the FM side of things. And I'll tell you right now, there's twice as many FM stations as AM stations, and it gets very intense.
Thank you, Greg, for an excellent job in profiling the Anchorage market. Now, Greg, just to double-check the frequencies you covered, I show KYAK at 650, KHAR 590, KENI being 550, KBYR at 700, KSD, and those are some old St. Louis calls, all the way up on 1080. 750 is KFQD, KCFA 1020, and 1140 KCSY. Now, Anchorage is one market I thought we would never get to, but thanks to Greg, we've heard some interesting air checks. If you would like to help us here at at the DX Audio Service, you may contact me, Phil Wayne, at 4265 Keygate Drive, number 24, Toledo, Ohio, 43614. Now, myself and many appreciative NRC members thank you in advance for all your help. And now,
the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service proudly presents Historical Moments in Radio, the monthly feature that spotlights significant milestones in radio broadcast history which none of us remember, few of us care about, and are extremely useful facts for driving away anyone we really do not want to converse with. And now, your ever-eloquent radio archaeologist, the big boy with the big boy voice, Mr. John Bowker. Just kidding, John. Take it away, okay?
Historical Moments in Radio, recalling events in the development of modern radio broadcasting. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and in this edition, we'll be looking back at events occurring during the months of November that helped shape this exciting industry. I guess it would be a blatant error not to start this month's column with a fond tip of the hat to station KDKA in Pittsburgh that got professional broadcasting underway on November 2nd, 1920. Now, of course, the logs of the Detroit news station indicate that they, too, broadcast the election returns that night, but let's don't start that argument again. Maybe we'll bring it up in a couple of years when we have more data on the subject, as we'll see. But now, other things have occurred during November's since 1920. WGBB got mixed up in a complicated lawsuit in 1932 out in Long Island over their advertising rates. Some advertiser had complained to the Public Utilities Commission of New York State that WGBB wasn't serving the public correctly since their advertising rates were so high. But the Interstate Commerce Commission stepped in, took jurisdiction, and established that broadcasters were not a public utility. Now, you might ask, where was the FCC during all of this? Well, it was about 2 years away from being born. You see, the Federal Radio Commission was already a lame duck organization, as very obvious from this incident. And it was early in November of 1938 that the FCC Superpower Committee prepared their recommendation stating that the tests of WLW in Cincinnati at 500,000 watts should be terminated, and that maximum powers of 50,000 watts for medium-wave broadcasters in the United States should be reestablished. This was good news to many broadcasters. RCA was not too pleased since it had just finished building another 500,000-watt transmitter for WJZ in New York and suddenly found itself without a customer. And the long fight about paying royalties for music played on the radio came to an end on November 20th, 1944. At least so everybody thought. That was the date of the signing of an agreement by NBC, CBS, and AFM, which is the American Federation of Musicians. In fact, though, feelings were so high against James C. Petrullo, the AFM president, that even years later there would be follow-on lawsuits over the lengthy lockout of recorded music by the AFM during the war years. November over the years has been a banner month for new broadcasting stations to come on the air. KABC signed on as a commercial station in 1929 this month. It was the eighth station in Los Angeles to be a broadcaster. And in Chicago, WBBM preceded them by just 6 years. And WBAL in Baltimore tucked themselves in between the two stations by coming on in 1925. And KCOM began informing and entertaining Conway, Arkansas on November 13th, 1950, a very welcome addition to the 680 dial. Now, my notes show that in November 1936, the National Broadcasting Company announced in full-page ads in the trade press that they now covered all counties in the United States except one, Orange County in Florida. Now, I find that hard to understand. If they could claim Somerset County in Maine, for example, I don't see any reason why they couldn't claim Orange County in Florida. Good grief. It is true that the station in Orlando that was to affiliate with NBC didn't come on the air until 1947. That's Orange County. And the station, by the way, is WORZ at 740 on the dial. But really... For Historical Moments in Radio, I'm John Bowker.
Well, hello again, sports fans on the DX Audio Service. This is Ken Anischuk in Riverdale, Illinois. And I'll get these teams in alphabetical order for you fans. The Boston Bruins will be on 1390 AM and 99.1 FM WPLM in suburban Plymouth. The Buffalo Sabres, their radio outlet was not listed in the NHL guide, but I presume it'll either be on 550 WRLT, 930 WBEN, or 970 WEBR. You just have to check the dial for the right station. Calgary Flames can be heard on 770 CHQR, which is known as QR77 in that locale. Chicago Blackhawks can be heard on 780 WBBM, supposedly News Radio 78, but they do throw some sports on there with Pat Foley and Dale Talon. The Detroit Red Wings will be heard on 760 WJR with Bruce Martin and Paul Woods. The Edmonton Oilers will be heard this season on 1260 CFRN. The Hartford Whalers this season, 1080 WTIC. Los Angeles Kings have three outlets. I imagine there will be some conflicts now and then with possibly the LA Lakers. Not positive about that yet, but that's a good possibility, considering maybe the reception conditions with the mountains surrounding Los Angeles. That's one guess, too, on my part. The station is carrying the Kings, anyway, will be 570 KLAC, 1190 KORG, and 1260 KGIL. And the voice of the Kings is Bob Miller. The Minnesota North Stars finally got the Twin City station back from being out in the suburbs at WAYL 980. This season, they're back on the big 1500 News Radio 15 KSTP with Al Shaver and Tom Reed. Montreal Canadiens this season, the English language broadcast can be heard on 600 CFCF and the French language on 690. I believe that's CBM. I thought it was CBF because one's 690 and one is 940. And I've heard hockey games on both frequencies anyway. The New York metro area has three teams, and the top of the dial goes to the New York Rangers on 660 WFAN with Marv Albert and Sal Messina, and hope they don't conflict with the New York Knickerbockers of the NBA, who I presume are on the same station. The New Jersey Devils, 770 WABC Talk Radio with Chris Moore and Larry Brooks, and the New York Islanders on 1050 WEVD and on Long Island, 1240 WBAB. The Philadelphia Flyers on 610 WIP with Gene Hart and Bobby Taylor, and the Pittsburgh Penguins in Convention City, USA on 1020 KDKA with Mike Lange. Montreal, Quebec Nordiques, that's right, on 800 CHRC, no French language station listed. The announcers will be Elaine Crete and Michelle Carrière. Hope I pronounced that right. St. Louis Blues on 1120 KMOX with Bruce Affleck, John Kelly, and Ken Wilson. Toronto Maple Leafs on 1430, that should be CJCL. I goofed their call letters. I thought it was CKFH, but they changed that some time ago. CKFH with Joe Bowen. Vancouver Canucks on 980 CKNW. The Washington Capitals on 630 WMAL. And down in Baltimore in 600 WCAO. And the Winnipeg Jets on 580 CKY. Okay, the NBA preseason is starting out. And I'll quickly give you the frequencies here. Next edition, I'll give you more details quickly because my time allotment might be coming up. The Atlanta Hawks, 640 WGST. The Boston Celtics, 590 WEEI. Charlotte, 1110 WBT. Chicago Bulls, go Bulls, 1000 WLUP. Cleveland Cavaliers, 850 WRMR. Detroit Pistons, the champions, 950 WWJ. Denver, 850 KOA. Dallas Mavericks, 820 WBAP. Golden State, 680 KNBR. Indiana, 1260 WNDE. Houston Rockets, 740 KTRH. Utah Jazz, correction, Los Angeles Lakers. should be 570 KLAC on that. LA Clippers on 1110 KRLA. Miami Heat on the network, 560 WQAM, and in Spanish, weird call letters on 830 WRFM for an AM listing. That's unusual. Milwaukee Bucks 620 WTMJ, New Jersey Nets 1130 WNEW, New York Knicks might be 660 WNEW, might check on that. That's WFAN, friends. Thanks for the correction, fellas. Orlando Magic 740 WWNZ, Philadelphia 76ers 560 WFIL, or is that now WEAZ? Okay, thanks for the correction, folks. Phoenix Sun 620 KTAR, Portland Trail Blazers 1190 KEX, Sacramento 1530 KFBK, San Antonio in English, 1200 WOAI, I'll miss that station, 720 KSAH in Spanish, Seattle 950 KJR, and Utah Jazz 570 KISN. And if anyone has any corrections to add to this list, to the NBA or the NHL, just send them my way at 13612 Wentworth Avenue in Riverdale, Illinois, 60627, and I'll appreciate the corrections there. Okay, that's it for now, and I'll talk to you again soon next month, okay? Fred, what's coming up next, buddy?
Well, we have the Musings from Members column. The Musings from Members are the thoughts of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service members and do not necessarily reflect those of the management, the National Radio Club, or the DX Audio Service.
This is Ron Clark calling from Walkertown, North Carolina, in response to the question asked by Phil Wayne concerning pirate radio and should I receive it on the satellite. The answer is no, though I heard it is on SATCOM F1 transponder 3. That is SCPC, that single carrier per channel, which I can receive as long as it's analog. However, Westwood One and a lot of NBC, ABC, and Mutual feeds and all CBS feeds are digital. You need a scrambler to unscramble them or decode them as it is, and as of yet, I have not been able to obtain a receiver that will decode digital audio. I can receive analog, and yes, I would be interested in the list if you could make me a copy of it. My wife could read it to me, so a print copy would be fine. And Phil, thank you again for the tape, and Fred, keep up the good work.
All right. All right, Fred. This is Nick Ceramus, along with Paul Mignarelli. Say hi.
Howdy.
Here we go. This is really interesting stuff here. WICC and its sister station, WEBE, this is out of the area of Fairfield County, Bridgeport, that area. Bridgeport's actually New Haven. No, it's Fairfield. Anyhow, they simulcast after 2 in the morning, but they do it a little differently from your average set of stations. So what you've got, let's say you're listening to WICC, for example, on one radio, and you go from, I don't know, a Stevie Wonder song into Billy Joel. Usually what happens is you've got a straight segue into Billy Joel. Now, while that straight segue is going on ICC, you've got the jock doing the intro on WEBE 108, which is WEBE's signature thing. Then she'll go into another song after that and do the talk up on WICC and let EBE be straight, okay? We got this all straight here? Now, the way she gets into a spot is she'll go on the outro of a record maybe about 15 seconds before you really should go on and do one set of call letters, pause, go into the other set of call letters, and then go into the actual rap for both stations. And she's amazing because she then has to hit two simultaneous jingles right after the spot into the next record. Got it all down now? So I wish we could demonstrate this for you, but we can't.
Yeah, this is Mark Marino calling from Long Beach. Mr. Bowker, I hope you got a tape of KKJZ Costa Mesa, because it's gone. They blew the jazz format out last Friday and put KKGO on there. The simulcast of the FM is now on AM 540.
Hi, this is Greg Jack in Olympia, and I just wanted to mention that KPLU, which is a public radio station in Tacoma, has a translator now in West Seattle at 98.1, so I'm wondering if the ban on translators has been lifted.
Yeah, this is Mark calling from Long Beach. Just wanted to let you know a few things about XTRA. They are trying to get rid of their all-news format now, and they're going, they went kind of into a sports format with sports casts on the hour and half hour, and then news later in the hour and so on. And apparently they're going to get the Larry King show on November 19th. I don't know what time they're going to carry it, if it's going to be taped or live or what. But they're also the home station for the LA Kings. And at least as of now, there is no LA station that carries the Kings. Only Extra, which of course mainly serves the San Diego market.
Hello, NRCers. This is Rick Dell calling again from Oakland, Iowa. I want to thank John Malicki for doing a fantastic job of hosting the convention. I had a really great time there. It was wonderful meeting so many new faces, including Jerry Starr, John Bowker, and Doug Hunsinger. Don Wilkerson, to answer your question about WEEP's format change, it was on Labor Day. We visited the station 2 days before, and that was the first that we heard that they were going to do that change. Big news here is that I've cracked the 1,000 herd barrier. My 1,000th logging came on Sunday morning, September 23rd, and that honor was bestowed upon KSDR 1480 in Watertown, South Dakota. And station number 1001 in my logbook came the next night, and that was a rather nice surprise. Turned out to be KGA 1510 in Spokane, Washington. Now as a closer, I want to announce that I'm going to be holding a get-together in Iowa City, Iowa on Saturday, November 3rd, starting at 2 o'clock Central Time. It will be held at the Best Western Canterbury Inn, that's C-A-N-T-E-R-B-U-R-Y. And it's located in Coralville, Iowa, which is adjacent to Iowa City. It will start around 2 p.m. Central Time. I will be providing snacks and refreshments, and you, the DXing public, are invited to bring along radios, QSLs, logbooks, tapes, and anything else DX-related. To get to the Best Western Canterbury Inn, you simply travel east or west on Interstate 80 and get off at exit 242, that is the Coralville exit. You go south about a block and a half, and the Canterbury Inn will be located on the west side, that is the right-hand side of the street. I hope to see many of you there on Saturday, November 3rd at 2 p.m.
Hi, Fred, and other members of the audio service. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's 10 o'clock local time on Saturday night, October the, whatever this is, 14th. And WNTL at 10:30 is still on the air, although they're not broadcasting. Their transmitter hasn't been turned off. Here's what BZ sounds like here. Anyway, I'm wondering, I had thought that NTL had been busted for this last year when it was WBZE. Wonder if that's correct.
Hi there, everybody. This is Chris Swank from Fairfield, California, with a couple of items. First of all, if you're looking for a small boombox radio cassette combination that has a fairly good radio with a good AM section, you might want to consider the Magnavox AQ5090. I've had this for a few months now, and I find the AM section on the radio is fairly hot, and it does make a good recording. It's a rather inexpensive one. I got it on sale at a store. I think it usually sells for about $45 or $49, something like that. It's an AM-FM radio and single cassette, very simple, very basic, but it makes a good recording, and of course the AM section is, as I said, rather hot. That's for those of you DXers who are on quite a budget, or if you're new to the DX and you either can't find a GE Super Radio or can't afford to get a good shortwave receiver or whatever. Second of all, I'm just listening back to an earlier issue, in fact the April 90 issue, and in the market scope there is an air check of KDKA, and I've heard this many other times before, and I'm wondering where this comes from, and is it an actual air check, which would surprise me, because I think the only thing they had to record then with in 1920 was a phonograph, and or is it a simulation, and who did the simulation and when? This is the KDKA air check, of course, with the odd-sounding Morse code over the voice. And I'm just wondering where that came from, because I've heard that many, many places.
This is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington, and I just wanted to tell you that radio station KLDY at 680, which is a daytime-only station, is off the air. It's been off the air for about a month, I'd say, and nobody really seems to know why.
Yeah, Mark Marino from Long Beach, and on Monday night, on the 15th of October, actually early of the 16th, around 1 a.m., shortly after 110, 115, I picked up on 890, I believe it's an oldie station from Canada. They had a thing called Oldies Coast to Coast, and they mentioned a town, Grand Prairie. I believe it's in B.C., British Columbia. And, because KDXU, I don't know if people out there know it, but they go off now at midnight Pacific time. Also, KVEG, they go off at midnight. I just wanted to let you know that apparently XEKAM came on early this Thursday morning, the 18th of October, and they're just horsing around. They're playing, they're using Spanish IDs and playing English and Spanish records, kind of like they were doing before, but it sounds like they got a little bit more together. And this morning the modulation was blurry, and now they seem to have gotten that pretty much as straight as I've ever heard it. It seems they've got it straightened out. So,
and those are the calls on the action line for this month. We did lose three calls there due to people not speaking up. Be sure to speak up, otherwise the machine doesn't think there's a call there and it hangs up. The telephone number, area 419-224-3916. We've got to go. That's it for this month on the DX Audio Service. See you on the December 1990 edition of the DX Audio Service. Bye.